Warehouse worker 23 who died in tragic incident named at inquest. A warehouse worker who died in a tragic accident at work after a collision between industrial vehicles has been named at an inquest opening. The worker has been named as Kasper Zulch, a 23-year-old man who was born in Poland and lived in Wallingford. Mr. Zulk worked as a warehouse operative at Hachette UK Distribution Centre in Milton Road between Milton and Didcot and was involved in a workplace incident when he died on Tuesday, January the 20th. An inquest into how, when, where and why Mr. Zulk died was opened by Area Coroner Nicholas Graham at Oxfordshire Coroner's Court. The inquest opening said, Mr. Zulk was involved in a collision between two industrial vehicles on January the 20th, 2026, at a warehouse in Didcot. Sadly, his injuries were deemed unsurvivable at the scene and death was verified the same day. A police investigation is ongoing into the circumstances of Mr. Zulk's death. A post-mortem examination has been carried out with final cause of death pending further analysis. Mr. Zulk's family identified him to a police officer at the John Radcliffe Hospital mortuary 10 days after his death on January the 30th. No date has yet been sent for the full inquest to be heard pending a police investigation. Emergency services were called to the trading estate between Milton and Didcot on January the 20th, and the following day, Thames Valley Police released a statement that another man had been arrested in connection with the incident. A 21-year-old man from Wallingford was arrested on suspicion of gross negligence manslaughter and was subsequently bailed. The police's statement in full, released on Wednesday, January the 21st, said, "We received a report of an industrial accident at an address on Milton Road, Didcot, at around 9:45 a.m. on Tuesday, January the 20th. Sadly, a 23-year-old man has died. His next of kin have been informed and offered support by officers." A 21-year-old man from Wallingford was arrested on suspicion of gross negligence manslaughter and has since been bailed. Meanwhile, Hachette UK spokeswoman offered condolences to the family and said the company is working with the police. A spokesperson from Hachette said, "There was a tragic incident at Hachette UK's distribution warehouse that heartbreakingly led to the loss of a much-loved colleague. The incident is under police investigation. We are fully cooperating and working with the emergency service. We are doing everything we can to support the family, our staff and all those impacted."